Yeah! NBA Strayer, how you going? That's right, man. It is NBA Strayer. It is Friday, December 14, 2GIF. Am I right? And I'm your host, James Clements. I'm a writer for Rolling Stone, Triple J, Junkie, Red Bull Mag, and whoever else wants to pay me that sweet, sweet folding stuff. And I'm here in Larry Armour Studios, letting you know who's doing what, where they're doing it, why they're doing it, and of course, who's doing it better than Lonzo Ball in the NBA today as we wrap up after every day of NBA action this season, just while repping Straya a little bit, mate. It's just what we do. So, we're talking a huge mess of NBA stuff today. We had a massive game between LeBron James and James Harden, who put up a 50-point triple-double. Unbelievable. We also had a game in Mexico City, and Dirk Nowitzki returned for the Mavs. Awesome. So that's all going to be covered in all the game wraps and all the usual dumbassery. If that's not a knife, old mate, no mate, spot of the night, better than Lonzo Ball. And of course, there's the usual favorites. Yeah, nah, the unpopular opinion of the day in Outback Steakhouse, where we're serving up some flame grilled takes. So that'll be good. We'll also get a pick and preview for every single game this weekend. And because it's Friday, we have a new Dickhead of the Week and a new Luke Longley Memorial Role Player All-Star Hall of Famer. And this is a Trailblazer favorite. We also finish up with a new Andrew Bogut slams a bunch of Twitter snowflakes from Twitter. And Big Fella's got a lot to say after being called a pork chop. It's a classic as well. All right, let's get into it, shall we? NBA's back, and this is NBA Show episode 204. Jeez, let's go!
Hi, this is Ryan Brockoff, and you're listening to NBA Australia.
Watch out for the Shaq attack!
Oh, you better! Oh, well, you didn't today because Shaq was actually off inside the NBA because his son was having heart surgery. So hopefully that's all good with Shaq and his son. Some good stuff. You know, everybody on Inside the NBA being very nice was very cool. So nice one. So hopefully that Shaq attack is put towards recovering from heart surgery. Jesus. We also had a big James Harden attack today. So let's get into it with the daily whip around. It's how we start every episode here at NBA Australia. We've got a whole bunch of news today. Just ahead of the December 15. You know this is an important date, right? Because all the basically every single sort of contract that was signed in the offseason, everybody who signed one in the offseason is now eligible to be traded post December 15. And there's also a couple of deadlines for extensions for players who are unrestricted free agents after next year who signed extensions to their current contracts, including the Brooklyn Nets signing Spencer Dinwiddie to a 3-year extension worth $34 million, which I absolutely love. Spencer was unreal. He's a legend. He had a 39-point career high one night, turns around the next day, signs a 3-year, $34 million contract. Not a bad 24 hours, bro. But that's a good move. We'll talk about that in the end. The Knicks, they signed Alonzo Trier to a 2-year, $7 million extension. Nice one. He looks awesome. But at the same time, the Knicks had to waive Ron Baker. Aww, Phil Jackson's favorite, Ron Baker. He with the stupid hair. Looked like the fucking kid from Jurassic World, that little prick. Oh, well. See ya, Ron Baker. We hardly knew you because no one played you the last year. After Phil got booted, everyone's like, man, this guy sucks. Can't believe fucking Phil signed him to all that money. The Lakers also apparently trying their hardest to trade for Terrence Ross from the Orlando Magic and Wayne Ellington from the Miami Heat. That broke today. Robert Sarver should fuck off. That's some other good news. Joakim Noah partied too much in New York City, which is why he said that he was bad in New York. And that's why he bombed there. So he's like, fuck it, can't do it. And so I'm out. It's all bad. It's too much partying. Memphis, not as much partying. So, I'm good. Absolutely wild. We'll talk about that in Yenar as well. And final news, Jabari Parker will no longer be a part of the Bulls rotation. Apparently, according to ESPN, he did get out there for 4 minutes today in the Bulls game against the Magic. But that was because Chandler Hutchinson, their rookie, was missing. So, the Bulls, in classic Bulls fashion, really screwing the pooch there. For injury news, Jonas Valanciunas is out for at least 4 weeks with a busted thumb, which was fucked. Chalk another injury up to Draymond Green. Classic. So yeah, there you go. A bunch of news, bit of injury stuff. Robert Sarver, Turned around and tried to put the Phoenix Suns PR machine into gear with his whole, oh, I'm not going to move the Suns to Phoenix, to Seattle or Vegas, man. I'm 100% committed to keeping them in Phoenix. But I will threaten to move them if you don't give me $230 million, Phoenix taxpayers. So he came out with a video and it was just fucking retarded. So we'll talk about that a bit later as well. But that was the news there. So the game wraps for today. We had four games, TNT special. Thursday night in America. So the Lakers were playing in Houston and the Rockets came out and went bang to the tune of 126 points to 111 points for the Lakers. LeBron versus his banana boat mate CP3, 47 second chance points for Houston as they rolled over the top of the Lakers. For the Lakes, LeBron James had 29 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, was a minus 9 for the game, which is wild. 24 points for Kuzma. Also hit a great, insane falling away three, which was just bananas. Hit it from like, what, a third of the way up the court? It was nuts, man. 15 for Josh Hart. JaVale McGee had 11 points, including a skyhook that looked like fucking Kareem there for a second. Lance, make him dance. Stevenson as well had 17 points. He was very good. It was the rest of the Lakers that really stunk up the joint. 8 points for Notorious KCP. And Lance, they were the only two guys to score off the bench. Lonzo was a complete shit show again. Classic. Tyson Chandler didn't do much at all. Bunch of rebounds, but nothing else. So yeah, man, tough one for the Lakers at the moment. Which makes you like sort of go, hey, what are we doing here? Why don't we play a bit of Wherefore Art Thou Super Cool Bees? Let's get Michael Beasley out there. Or just like let him go. Let him be free. Anyway, for the Rockets, come on, man. This entire thing was about Fat Boy Harden. Rocks up in snakeskin shorts, then went, oh, bang! How do you like that? 50 points! Goes absolutely ham. It's a 50-point triple-double. 50 points, 10 rebounds, 11 assists, 14 of 26 from the field, 4 of 12 from 3, including a beautiful one that whisked around the bucket and finally dropped to basically seal the win, which is wild. Clint Capella had 16 and 14 to go two blocks as well. He was everywhere. CP3, another shit shooting night for Chris Paul. 14 points on 3 of 10 shooting to go with 9 assists. Eric Gordon had 13 and Daniel House had 15 as well. It was also fun to watch PJ Tucker sort of take on a whole bunch of like different dudes. He was like, you know, facing up against JaVale at times, Kuz at times. It was wild, man. But look, Houston, they get the win. They needed it desperately. I mean, Chris Paul at the moment is absolutely shitting the bed. He went 2 of 12 against Portland on Tuesday and then, Wednesday our time. And then today, 3 of 10. Just fucking gross, mate. What are you doing, Chris? Oh, I'm getting old, man. Nene got tossed in this as well. Luke Walton got a T. Kuz got a T. The refs were on their fucking high horse again. We'll talk about that later. Lakers, they dropped to 17 and 11. Houston, a 13 and 14, eking back up towards 500. The Clippers went into San Antonio on a back-to-back and got absolutely shit-pumped, playing their third game in 4 days, and they got smoked 125-87. This one was just gross, man. Clips shot 35%. Looked very tired. They had 16 turnovers. Just bad, man. Gallo had 15. Tobias, the never-nude Harris, had 17 on 5 of 14 shooting. Yeah. Shireta, Gorgeous Alexander wasn't bad. Yeah, 13 on 6 of 8 shooting. Pretty good. Avery Bradley at 15, Ty Wallace went 1 of 8, Jesus was a minus 19, Trez, Bobby, nothing was going there for the Clips. For the Spurs, they shot 57% for the game. A lot of that was LaMarcus Aldridge there, 12 of 14, he shot 27 points. Rudy Gay also went 8 of 10 for his 21, and DeMar DeRozan chipped in 14 points, 7 assists. Paddy Thrills Mills had a good one, we'll talk about him in the Australian Player Watch, and Bellinelli had 14, pretty good. So there you go, San Antonio, they've won 4 straight at home on this homestand, they're 15 and 14, and LA, they dropped to 17 and 11. Weird how both the LA teams lost today, isn't it? And they're both at 17 and 11, 4th and 5th in the West, wild. Bulls and Magic played in Mexico City, love Mexico City, 91-97, the Bulls lose, Magic get it out there. This was almost decided by 2 offensive fouls in the last minute. It was wild. First one was called on Vooch for like a moving screen and then on Chris Dunn for an extended arm. Lowry, that's a girl's name, Markkanen, hits a massive 3 to tie it back up with less than a minute left. And then Vooch mashes an elbow jumper that's basically a layup for him and the Magic just get up and seal it. It was a wild last couple of minutes in this. Bulls really looked like they had it in classic Bulls fashion. Shit the bed. Great tanking on your fellas. I mean, LaVine had 23, Justin Holiday had 18, 15-7 for fighting Bobby Portis, fighting around the world. And after all that talk, Jabari, as mentioned, got 4 minutes, 0-1 from the field. Oh, poor Jabari. Lowry, that's a girl's name. Had a bit of a spud night, 2 of 10 from the field for his 7 points. And Wendell Carter Jr., 7 points, 3 of 4 from the field, only 18 minutes because he was in foul trouble. Rough one. For the Magic, they shot 11 of 33 from three, shot 41% and won. brilliant. Vooch at 26 and 10. Classic contract year, Vooch. This is great. Someone's going to fork out like another 16 mil a year for him, and he's going to do this all over again. Aaron Gordon, 2 of 11 from the field for 8 points. He stinks. He stinks. It was brutal, man. 15 and 7 for DJ Augustine, 10 on 13 shots for Evan Don't Google Me Fournier, and Johnny Isaac, old Spindles Isaac, 10 points on 2 of 7 shooting with 3 steals and 3 blocks. Mo Bamba, 8 and 6 with a block as well. T-Ross had a shit one too, 2 of 9 for 8 points, but the Magic get the win. They snap a 3-game losing streak. They're now 13 and 15 in Chicago, 6 and 23. That's some good tanking. And final game of the night, 99 for Phoenix, 89 to Dallas. Shit one for Dallas. Turnovers killed them. Looked out of it on a back-to-back. They shot 8 of 11 to start the third quarter and then went 1 of 9 the rest of the way. Everyone's like, oh, they're coming. They're going to win. And then they just went fucking super cold. They shot 5 of 33 from 3, had 23 turnovers. Just, ugh. Bad back-to-back Mavs. 15 on 15 for Black Falcon Harry Barnes. Luka Doncic had 14 points, 6 assists, 5 rebounds, 13 for Jalen Brunson. DeAndre Jordan had 14 and 15, 5 turnovers though. The fit, still feeling all pretty good there for DJ, but I don't know, really fucking stat chasing. And it's going to be a bit of a problem, I think, as this year goes on as he angles for a longer contract next year. Dennis Smith Jr., I'd really like him in a game like this to go, fuck it. Oh, back to back. Mate, I'm like 22. Like, it doesn't matter shit. Unfortunately, he went out there and shot 2 of 6 for 4 points and had 8 rebounds as a point guard. I get that, but come on, man. You got to score. Help us out. And as mentioned, Dirk was back for this. It's his first game of the year. He played 6 minutes off the bench in the first half. Had 2 points on 1 or 2 shooting. So on you, Dirk. It's good to have him back, isn't it? The Suns, they won while shooting 40%, which is absolutely wild, similar to the Magic. This is crazy. TJ Warren had 30 TJ Warren points, which usually count for about half, on 11 of 17 shooting, including 3 of 4 from 3. Not bad, but it was really Trevor Ariza and Jamal Crawford. Ariza had 13 points, Crawford 17. The veteran presences of Trevor Ariza and Jamal Crawford showing the Suns to the way to their, 5-24 fucking goddamn record at the moment. Look, good on them for helping out. Josh Jackson, Pacey, he had 14 off the bench, even though it came on 5 of 18 shooting, which is absolutely wild. I mean, Jesus Christ, bud. But they got there, you know. It was just enough. They got 2 balls stuck up on top of the things. That was hilarious. Phoenix is just weird way to bounce back after your shitty owners out there being a dickhead, right? So Dallas, they now drop to 15 and 12. Looking good, and then just a bit of a shit one here. Really bad. And Phoenix moved to 5-24, snapped their 10-game losing streak. They're 2-0 against the Mavs this year, and 3-24 against everybody else. That's fucking wild. I love it. All right, what about the NBA Australia Approved Performance of the Night, though?
That's a knife.
Oh, that's a knife, James Harden. Mate, you could have won this just for rocking up in a fucking snakeskin jacket and shorts looking like you came straight from the Rippers, mate. Made it fucking rain there in Houston. He's like, man, I gotta get back to my roots by banging a stripper at the Rippers in a snakeskin jacket and shorts. And of course, Fat Boy Harden then went out there and dropped fucking 50 on the Lakers. This as well. This is his 11th 50-point game for his career. His 4th 50-point triple-double all time, which is fucking nuts, mate. He scored the last 15 of their 17 points for the Rockets to get them over the hump, and that 3 that rolled around and around and around and then finally dropped in was absolutely wild. God damn it. I'll tell you what, James Harden, that was a fucking performance and a half. And even though it's tough to watch him because it's like flop, flop, foul, flop, flop, foul, foul shot, foul shot, foul shot, flop, 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 3, wiggle, 3, flop, flop, foul. Like, and it's just tough to watch. But still, Can't argue with 50 points, 10 rebounds, 11 assists, 14 of 26 shooting, 4 of 12 from 3, and 2 steals. James Harden, that was the NBA Strayer approved performance of the night. On your fat boy. Next up, Old Mate No Mates.
Old Mate No Mates.
Jabari Parker much? Jeez. That is rough as guts, mate. The number 2 pick in the 2014 draft. He's lost, 2 years to injury? But still is now being paid $20 million to not play basketball, even though he's healthy and even though the Bulls are 6-23. This is fucking nuts, mate. I don't know what the fuck is going on in Bulls land, but it is wild. So Jim Boylan, their new not interim head coach, I'm the head coach, man, now do some fucking win sprints, is clearly laying down the smackdown, laying down the law. He also said Jabari's been great. He understands. Jabari wants to make it about helping the team win, and that's what I've asked him to do. Turns around and then goes, actually, we're not going to play Jabari. How do you feel about that? Oh, gee, mate, I reckon he's probably not going to be happy, but fucking hell, Jabari Parker, they've gone, oh, let's give him $40 million over 2 years. Oh, I fucking hate this guy. Let's not play him. So that's definite Old Mate No Mates territory, isn't it? Jesus, poor Jabari. Anyway, what about Spud of the Night, though, tonight?
Spud of the Night.
Lonzo Ball was a complete shit show in this one today for the Lakers. 7 points, 3-9 shooting, 0-6 from 3. 3 rebounds, 8 assists, 3 turnovers, was a minus 21. On the court, which was absolutely wild. And people are like, nah, man, but you got to watch his defense, man. He's fucking insanely good for a 21-year-old. And it's like, at the same time, I also saw him get blown by like 3 or 4 different times by Harden and Eric Gordon. Mate, I'm not entirely convinced that that's good. So that was definite spudding, mate. 7 points on 9 shots, 3 turns, minus 21, 0-6 from 3. Jesus. So it's weird how we don't hear much of how much of a shit show he's been this year, right? Weird. I'll talk about that in a second. Well, a little bit later. Meanwhile, DeAndre Ayton, the number 1 pick this year, 3 of 13 for 7 points. Also a bit of a spud. Jesus. The panting of the evening goes to the Clips. Youch. That was brutal. But come on, man. 3 games in 4 days is a bit rough. So you feel bad for them, don't you? All right. What about better than Lonzo Ball though for today?
Lonzo was the best player in high school. He was the best player in college. You think you're going to get to the pros and be like, I made it to the pros, now I can be average. Coming for everybody.
As long as coming for everybody involves what? Shooting 38% from the field, 31% from three, averaging 8 points a game, 4 assists, 5 rebounds. Lonzo, mate, you're shit. Just saying, fucking hell, man. That is brutal. So it's not hard to be better than Lonzo Ball at the moment. Today, 7 points, 3 rebounds, 8 assists, 3 turnovers. Give me Shai Redder-Gilgeous Alexander with his 13 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists, a steal, but 6 of 8 shooting, including 1 of 2 from 3. And even Luka Doncic on a off night, 13, 5, and 6, but he shot 50% from the field and wasn't bad. So look, Luka and Shai Redder-Gilgeous Alexander, better than Lonzo Ball. But it is Friday, so we always award a Dickhead of the Week, so let's do that right now.
Dickhead of the Week!
This one's a special one. We've got a tie! That's right, oh, it's a tie. Can you absolutely believe it? Yeah! Oh, thanks, kids. Yes, this is a tie between Steph Curry and Phoenix Suns over Robert Sarver. Oh, geez. Steph for his dipshittery of denying history, science, and fact. In saying that he didn't believe that we landed on the fucking moon like an absolute mouth-breathing moron. And Bobby Sarver over there for being a fuckwit billionaire who's threatening to move the Suns if taxpayers don't pay for a new practice facility for the Suns. This isn't just about fucking seriously upgrading Talking Stick Arena. He wants them $230 million to pay for a practice facility for the Suns. Why the fuck should taxpayers pay for a fucking practice facility when this fucking prick Anytime that it turns around that he needs to pay a player, he's like, oh, actually, yeah, no, I'm good. See ya. No, we're good. You're going to get traded. The Suns have been a fucking shit show for like most of this decade now. It's now 2018. They made the Western Conference Finals in 2010. He's been a shit fucking show of an owner. It's basically Jim Dolan, Donald Sterling, and fucking Robert Sarver, who have been the worst owners in the NBA. And him coming out and saying, I need $230 million for a practice facility and to upgrade my arena where I make all the profits and the taxpayers don't. Can I have the $230 million, please? And Steph going, oh, no, we didn't land on the moon because I'm a fucking idiot. You are both muchos deserving. Muchos, muchos, golly. Muchos deserving dickheads of the week. I didn't put you on this list. You put yourself on this list. You're the dickheads of the week. You did it to yourselves. All right, we'll be back in a second with, right after this one.
Oi, 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 it's old mate Dally over here. That's right, Matty Dally Vadova. And you're listening to NBA Straya.
Right, it's Yeah Nah, where we take three or more NBA storylines, decide whether they're more yeah or more nah. Number one, should MJ have slapped Malik Monk upside the head? Yeah, nah. Yeah, fucking oath. Malik, you dipshit. He ran onto the court while the game was still going on as Jeremy Lamb hit that game winner yesterday and could have cost them a win. And he gets back to the bench and he's like, oh, I don't know what happened. And MJ's like, you fucking idiot. And just slapped him over the back of the head. I love it. I love that, like, MJ is right to give him a fucking clip behind the ears. Like, just as long as he's not like my grandma and giving me a whooping and breaking a wooden spoon on my backside. I mean, that'd be weird. But a clip behind the ears, I reckon that's well deserved. Love it. Good on you, MJ. I love that so much. People getting upset with him as well. It's like, no, fuck you. I would hit him. You would hit him as well. He nearly cost your fucking team a win for being a dipshit. Anyway, can Jabari Parker help any NBA team right now if he can't help the Chicago Bulls? Yeah, I kind of think so. Like, I feel like there's still enough talent, but clearly his work ethic and the defensive couldn't give a single fuck attitude are really hurting him and his potential. I mean, this is his hometown, and he's getting paid 20. Like, they obviously believe in him enough to give him $20 million. Like, what more do you want or need, Jabari, mate? Pull your fucking head in, play some defense, work a bit fucking harder. Like, what is going on? Like, if you can't make it with the Bulls, where the fuck else are you going to make it? But I do think he's just talented enough that he's just going to keep, you know, getting a little bit of money here and there. Like, there's teams like maybe not Orlando, they've already got a fucking front court logjam. Actually, teams like Brooklyn could use more scoring, but they do need a defensive presence in the front court, and Jabari's not going to do it. Phoenix, they just need fucking talent. And would you rather Jabari or fucking Dragon Bender? Give me Jabari every second moment of the day. You know who he'd look really good on? The Blazers. Just a little bit more front court scoring. Just stuff like that. You know, so he'll get another go, and he could help a team. But he's got to pull his head in and actually start playing some fucking D. Stop making excuses. Next one. Can Joakim Noah party less and be good again? Yeah, nah. Fuck, maybe. Holy shit. So he said today, I could look back on it and say I thought I was ready for New York City and I wasn't. I'm too lit to play in New York City. Memphis is perfect for me. We were lit in Chicago, but I was young, so you could recover faster. Look, I believe in Joakim Noah because he's honest. Well, he gets it. He's like, yeah, man, I party too much in New York. So my buddy X went to fucking high school with Joakim Noah, right? And he always fucking hated him. I get it. But at least, you know, now he's being vaguely honest about his entire process and realizing, yeah, I was partying too much. Memphis, great town, great party town, but nowhere near like New York City or even Chicago. So maybe, just maybe, Joakim a little bit older, a little bit wiser can actually help. Next one up. Hey, can these refs chill the fuck out? Yeah, what the fuck are you doing, refs? I yelled about this yesterday because Carlisle got tossed, Jeff T got a T for yelling after a massive dunk. Literally just yelling. Ah! Fucking Trae Young, DJ got one off each other for jokingly pushing each other and like, ha. Today, Nene gets tossed after arguing calls. Coos got a T for arguing a call. Walton got a T for arguing calls. Dennis Smith Jr. literally got one for dunking and then looking at the guy after he dunked. He didn't even fucking say or do anything. There was nothing menacing about it. I mean, refs, can you fuck off? We're not there to see you. What do you think is going to happen if, like, Kuz argues another fucking call or Dennis Smith Jr. looks at a guy? Like, is it going to start fucking anarchy or chaos? Get the fuck, or are you just throwing your weight around because you're a fucking small dick moron who couldn't actually play basketball? Fuck you. Fuck off. Refs, pull your fucking heads in. And finally, geez, got a bit heated there. Anyway, final Yenna. This is a great one to finish up a Friday Yenna. Does Dele deserve a statue in Cleveland? Yenna. Fucking oath he does. He's the king. Kevin Love was like, Manny Dellavedova, LeBron will have a statue and Dele will have a smaller one. Fuck yes, let's get it doing. I'm going to start the Kickstarter right now. I need a statue of Dele in Cleveland. We'll probably put one in Maryborough as well. I'll get onto both of them. What do you reckon? a statue of Dele would be unreal. Just diving for a loose ball, smashing a Corona tinny, giving a thumbs up. It'd be perfect. Plenty of choices. All right, what about the unpopular opinion of the day?
Now look at me, please. Look at me.
Look at me. The unpopular opinion of the day is I don't want the Suns in Seattle. Like, I've been through the pain of stealing someone, having someone's team stolen away. My team, Seattle Supersonics. And it fucking sucks. So keep the fucking Suns in Phoenix. Give Seattle a goddamn expansion team already. Give one to Vegas. We've got arenas just sitting there. What the fuck are we doing? Let's make more money for the NBA. Robert Sarver can go get fucked. I don't want the Suns. The Suns are a storied franchise. They're fucking amazing. They belong in Phoenix. They don't belong in Seattle. Seattle, we're going to get our own expansion team. I don't want the Suns in Seattle. I don't know if it's unpopular, but it's just what I reckon. And then finally, Outback Takeouse. TGIF at Outback. What we do here at Outback Takeouse on Fridays is 4-for-1 Foster's oil drum cans. Because no bastard drinks these in Australia. We've got a fucking shit ton of them here. Only at Outback. And they go great with a flame grill take. And today's flame grill take is, as part of their agreement to not cover LeVar Ball, the national US media have also agreed to not criticize Lonzo Ball. Only at Outback. Also, Michael Jordan could hit anyone in the fucking head, whoever he wants, on his team, because they're his team and he's Michael Jordan. Only an Outback. That Lonzo one is fucking wild, right? Like, when was the last time you heard a peep out of LeVar Ball? He's clearly been paid off by Magic Johnson and the Lakers to fuck off and literally not get, say or do anything. He's obviously been paid, right? But at the same time, there's clearly media who would love to get some quotes from him or whatever, but at the same time, and not doing anything when it comes to criticizing Lonzo. So just saying, if they're not going to cover LeVar, they're also not criticizing Lonzo. Do you reckon that's a little bit of a tit for tat? Maybe. All right, we'll be back in a second with Australian Player Watch right after this one.
This is David Anderson. You're listening to NBA Australia.
All right, it's Australian Player Watch. Let's do it. Big Simo Ben Simmons for the weekend. He's playing in Indy and Cleveland. Unreal. Got a Dele Simo Bowl, but a good one. Friday and Monday for Simo. Jonah Bolden back down in the G League for a little bit. Joe Ingles, the Jingler, and Dante Kangaroo, Kobe Exum. They play in Mexico against Orlando on Sunday. Nice one. King Dell of Maribara, first of his name, Smasher of Tins, goes back to Milwaukee. I hear it's Algonquin for the good land to play against his old mates in Milwaukee. That's unreal. That's tomorrow. And then on Monday, he plays against Simo and Philly. That's fucking great, isn't it? Kung Fu Thon has Cleveland tomorrow as well. Obviously playing against his old mate, best mate, Dele. That's fucking great. We've got so much Aussie on Aussie action. Paddy Thrills Mills in the win over the Clips today. He had 11 points, shot 3 of 4 from the field, 1 of 2 from 3, 4 assists, 4 rebounds. Plus 19, absolutely crushed it. And he plays Chicago on Sunday. Aaron Bangers Bane's got a back-to-back this weekend. Atlanta on Saturday and then against his old team, the Pistons, on Sunday. Watch him absolutely smash him. And Ryan Rowdy Brockoff. Rowdy, how are you, mate? I mean, look, we've got a little bit of a glimpse of him today behind, walking behind Luka Doncic pregame, but didn't get out there. Got another DMP coach's decision. They also host Sacramento on Monday. A couple of days off for Rowdy. He can hang out with his dog. That'd be nice. All right, so what else do we do on Fridays? Well, we always have the Luke Longley Memorial. Role players who just did their bloody job. And today's, this week's is... the Vanilla Granilla... Vanilla Granilla? The Vanilla Gorilla, Joel Prisbilla. Woo! That's right, man. The fella who once had 26 rebounds in a game also had a co-record Blazers record and 9 blocks in a game that he shared with Bill Walton and Theo Ratliff. Best known for slipping in the shower and doing his knee again because he's fucking 7'40". Like, slipping in the shower is a big fucking deal, mate. He also got yammed on all the time by, like, Baron Davis and Murray Stoudemire, Paul Thrillsap. List goes on. And like everybody else, he wanted to fight Carlos Boozer. He was amazing on the court. There was, like, a fight on court. And Boozer got tossed and Prisbilla's like, meet me after. Meet me after, motherfucker. I'll fuck you up. I love Prisbilla. So, yeah, slipped in the shower, ruptured his patella. But on the court, Blazers fans fucking love the Vanilla Granilla. Granilla, I can't say it apparently, Vanilla Gorilla, because he just did his bloody job, which was usually, to be honest, looking forlornly after missed rebounds and failed dunk putbacks. But also, you know, he tried a lot. He put fucking heart and soul into it. He was a hard nut defensively. He got rebounds. That's what he did. He averaged 5.5 points, 8.7 rebounds at his peak. He was a crucial role player for the Blazers, though, for about a million years. Especially backing up Greg Oden, which meant that he got to play all the fucking time. But it was a great big part of one of the most storied parts of the Blazers franchise where everyone kept getting hurt, which is a real shame. But Joel was always there doing his bloody job, just like Luke Longley. So Luke Longley, Memorial role player, who just did their bloody job, All-Star Memorial Hall of Fame. And today, on ya, Joel Prisbilla. God damn. Apparently I can't talk. All right, we'll be back in a second with the Batty Mills Game Day Baller Game Day Twitter check-in and the game previews for the entire weekend right after these ones.
G'day, this is PDX Pete. When I'm not sipping on IPAs or throwing down voodoo donuts, I'm tuning in to NBA Straya. Fuck yeah.
This is Andrew Bogut, and you are listening to NBA Straya. All right, we're back. It's the Patty Mills Game Day Baller Game Day Twitter check-in. Patty Mills retweeted the video of him in an Illawarra Hawks jersey today. Added too deadly at Illawarra Hawks, prayer hands at NBL, because he was wearing an Illawarra Hawks Indigenous round jersey, which was fucking awesome. So he explained that to the gathered media there after the San Antonio Spurs game, and it was fucking awesome. Patty, you are a legend, mate. Getting out there in the Illawarra Hawks Indigenous round jersey is legendary. Absolutely awesome. So good on you, Patty. You're a legend. On you, mate. Right, let's get on to today's game previews for the entire weekend. Let's do it.
Game previews. Game previews.
For the entire weekend, man. What do you reckon there, inadvertent Bane?
I believe we have plenty of games on the weekend and some absolute pearlers.
That's right, we really do. Got a lot of Aussie on Aussie action for this. So for Saturday, let's do some picks as well. Atlanta or Boston, you got the 2008 playoff matchup. Give me Boston in that. They should smash them. Knicks at Hornets. Oh, wasn't Kemba Walker born a Knick? Everyone loves that, don't they? Hornets, they've won 3 straight for the first time this year. I reckon they'll make it 4. They'll beat the Knicks. Washington at Brooklyn. Wiz always somehow to manage to beat Brooklyn. It's always just weirdly squirrely, so I reckon Washington will win against the Nets. Milwaukee, it's Algonquin for the good land at Cleveland. Where's that, Stephen A. Smith?
Cleveland.
That's right, Cleveland. It's the Deli Bowl 2.0, which is awesome. He just played his old mates. Now he gets to go back. They get to come down and visit him in his new place. Bring some beers, bruh, just to see how his move's going. It's like, come on, mate, bring some fucking beers and help me move this telly, would you? On your deli. Nice one. Milwaukee will beat Cleveland. Even with deli... Even with them 2-1 so far in the Delhi era, Milwaukee will probably beat Cleveland because Cleveland aren't very good. Indy at Philly. This is an awesome game. 2 playoff teams going hammer and tongs. Victor Oladipo is back for Indy. Jimmy Butler is probably going to miss this for Philly. So maybe, just maybe, I'll go with Indy. Yeah. Yeah, I'll take Indy in that one. Miami go to Memphis. It's the Batty A Bowl. You could not pay me money to watch this. Memphis, sure. Why not? Okay, see you, Denver. This is also very tasty. Top of the West clash. Denver's mash unit is pretty wild, though. Too many injuries. Paul Thrillsap, Will the Thrill Barton, Jam and Jamal got a fucking like weird shin injury. No Gary the Dartsman Harris. So look, give me OKC even in Denver. After they've been smoking it up for a couple of days, I reckon they'll be fine for the game. OKC win that. Toronto at Portland, also a very good game. Raps on their road trip. Portland in struggle town. Give me Portland. I reckon they bounce back and surprise everybody by beating Toronto. And Golden State at Sacramento. No love lost there. I don't know why anyone says that, but there is not love there, obviously. The Kings will fancy themselves in this, but they will lose. Golden State will win that. Sunday, we've got seven games. We've got Utah versus Orlando in Mexico City. Mexico City. Oh, Jingles might grab a quick trip down to Cancun. Maybe. Utah will win that as well. Orlando will be accustomed to the altitude, but Utah will be fine. Lakers at Hornets. The King versus the Queen City. I love it. LeBron visits Charlotte. Lakers will win that because Hornets will be on a back-to-back. Celtics at Pistons. Bangers versus his old team. He'll smash it. And the Pistons will keep on losing. Celtics will keep on winning. They'll be on like a 9-game winning streak at that point. Houston play the Grizzlies, which is another Battier ball, which is wild. Interesting test for the Rockets as well. They had 126 today, and everybody trips up against the Grizzlies as they slow it down. And that crazy D. Give me Houston. They're looking a little bit better. Yeah, give me Houston. I think they'll beat the Grizzlies. Grizzlies on a back-to-back. Houston should get them. Chicago at San Antonio. Poor Bulls. Spurs will smash them. Clippers at OKC. Clips on a 2-game swoon. OKC on a back-to-back going home after playing in Denver. Ooh, maybe the Clippers upset them. Give me OKC, though. I just like them more. There's something a little bit off now. They've lost two straight, the Clips, and it took OT to beat Phoenix. Missing Lou Will a lot. Mini at Phoenix. Cat versus Old Man Ayton. Give me Minnesota. Phoenix, even though they won today, bit of a rabble still. Monday, we're going to cover these all in depth on Monday, but we'll give you our picks now anyway. Atlanta at Brooklyn. It's the 2015 playoffs, baby. Brooklyn, I think we'll bounce back and beat Atlanta. Philly at Cleveland. Oh, it's Deli versus Simo. The King plays the Prince. I love it. Philly will beat Cleveland. New York and Indy. It's the Spike versus Reggie Bowl. I miss that, man. The 90s fucking New York Knicks, Indiana Pacers. That was great fun, wasn't it? Give me the Pacers. Lakers at Washington. Lakers get a look at Rich Paul's mate, John Wall. Sure. Lakers on a back-to-back going from Charlotte to Washington. Washington are still a rabble, but they might win this one. Tired Lakers team, yeah. Sacramento at Dallas. Curious. This is two of the most surprising teams this year. This would be good. Sacramento, I think, might win that. Dallas. Very good. They're actually very good at home. So actually, I'll change that. I'll take Dallas. And finally, Miami at New Orleans. It's a wild party team. Hassan versus AD. Give me New Orleans. And Toronto at Denver. It's a top-of-the-table clash. Probably not for much longer because I don't think Denver will be at the top of the West. Toronto, I think, will bounce back and beat Denver. Oh, nice one. Holy shit, that's a lot of games. What's that? 14, 23 games. They do 23 games across the 3 days every time. So, nice. You know what? We'll cover that all on Monday because that's when we're back for more NBA Australia. So make sure in the meantime you're all over Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, following NBA Australia all over socials. We're all over it as well. Check us a rating and review on iTunes, Google Podcasts, whatever podcast app you use to listen to the show, and tell them, mate, would ya? Get them listening. Helps out. Huge thanks to From Oslo for the intro and outro music. Go check out their new band, House Hats. I've Been Broken is the song. It's an absolute rip snorter. Go request in the Triple J Hottest 100. Also, big thanks to Fascinator, Ramshackle Army, Iowa, Sex Jedi, and Green, 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 and Dozers for all the tunes throughout NBA Australia. They're all legends. Go smash them on Facebook and Bandcamp. Support them like they support us. NBA Australia supports Australian bands as well. Don't forget that. And that's it, man. It's been a fun week. Thanks for bearing with us. Larry Armour Studios is slowly coming together. It's going to sound better and better in the next couple of weeks. See how we go. But all right, we're back Monday. We'll have a new Andrew Bogut slams a bunch of Twitter snowflakes from Twitter for you. So stick around for that. And we'll catch you on Monday, you dickheads. This is NBA Australia saying, later, Jose!
Oh,
All right, welcome to this week's show. I'm Andrew Bogut, and this is Andrew Bogut slams a bunch of Twitter snowflakes from Twitter. And look, first things first, mate. So this dickhead, Angus Brandt, comes out and says that I sometimes act like a pork chop on social media, mate. But this dickhead reckons he doesn't even use social media, mate. What the fuck? So how would he even know, mate? Like, how would he even know? He's too busy being shit on that team that no one fucking cares about over there in Perth, mate. Like, do they even get the internet in Perth, mate? I don't think that they fucking do. So, Angus Brandt, how about you shut the fuck up or I'll smash out, you fucking dickhead. And look, so this is why I'll do this show, because, like, so if nothing else, it really just goes to show that what I do here is really important. Like, all these SJW snowflakes are everywhere. And all I do, mate, is just, I tell it like it is, mate. Like, that's about it. Like, it doesn't matter if it's airline food, Sydney weather, traffic, the ABC. Doesn't matter, mate. I've got a lot of opinions. But that's the best thing, mate. If you don't like my opinions, you can go get stuff, mate. It's easy as that, you dickhead. Fuck off. So let's go to the Twitter internet and let's slam some Twitter's snowflakes. All right, what do we have here for this week? I've got some good ones, mate. Okay, so this one. Oh, mate. So did you see this? Oh, mate. I got pulled over the other day, mate, and it was funny as hell, mate. Oh, my God. So I tweeted about it. I'm going to tweet about it right now. What do you reckon? Oh, here we go. Pulled over by highway patrol this morning after coming out of a parking lot. Reason? Had my window down and arm on the door feeling a warm summer breeze. This is a huge no-no. I want to thank the highway patrol for keeping our seats, streets and community safe in these testing times. Flex emoji, flex emoji, flex emoji, flex emoji. Oh, nice one, Foggy. That was pretty funny, mate. Oh, so I'm actually going to tweet this one out because, oh, my, everybody's responding to it and giving me shit, but look. I actually laughed when he told me as I thought he was taking the piss. He wasn't. Shrug emoji. Passed the post-training breath test, though. Nice one, Bogey. Can you believe these dickheads? I mean, don't they have better things to do, mate? Oh, my God. All right, what else are we going to talk about this week? Oh, how about this one? Oh, I went and sang some beers the other day. The good old Aussie Bottle-O drive-thru. Rock hands emoji. Nice one, man. That was sick. I love a good Bottle-O. How's this little dude, Robert Mitchell, talking back to me about the highway patrol? Think you're above the law. Mate, I'm not above the law. Call me Steven Seagal. Oh, fuck, I love that movie, Above the Law with Steven Seagal, mate. That is funny as shit. what else do you reckon? Oh, you know what also I fucking hate, mate? Paper straws, absolute poo. Thumbs down emoji, grim face emoji. Oh my God, man. Can you believe these fucking SJW left wings fascist over there? Just saying it. Oh, and around town at Biker Boots, this dickhead says, are you too? You don't need a sippy straw. Just drink from the glass, comma, chief. Well, fuck you, you dickhead. No, I'm not too. My kids are though. Smack my face emoji. Oh my God, fuck you, you dickhead. And what else? Oh, mate. So, look, with all this Angus Brandt shit, oh, I just got to clear the air. I have a disdain for people in sports who try and create debate by faux controversies / rivalries. Do better. It's easy as to see through as a window. # do better. Oh, mate, I'll tell you what. Because, look, and this is what the last thing I'm going to say about this Angus Brandt dickhead. So, I'm going to retweet the one where he's like they're quoting what he says, and I'm just going to say this. He does things that I don't agree with, equals, he is a pork chop. Sound logic. Thumbs up emoji. Oh my God. See you fuckwits. Jeez, just because I do something different to what you does, doesn't mean that like I'm a dickhead, right? So fuck off. You know what? That's all I've got time for this week. I've been Andrew Bogut. Catch me next week on NBA Australia. For more Andrew Bogut slams a bunch of Twitter snowflakes from Twitter and fuck off with this pork chop shit, you fucking dickheads. All right, I'll catch you.